Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 29 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 29 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 24 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 26 degrees.
not sound well. W8RCY. Well, it's not fun going back after two plus weeks off. Oh, I can understand that. But I was hoping, you know, your first key up would be the Ohio State marching band fight song, whatever it is. I don't know it, like, you know, the U of M one. But, yeah, I was waiting to hear that. That was a, I don't know what you call it. That was a rout, a body slam. Oh, my goodness. They played angry. Yeah, I think they needed that loss to Michigan to kind of, like, focus them. You know, they were loafing along, best team in the country, right? And they were not playing like it. And I think that kind of woke up the coaching staff and woke up the players. They seem to be playing with a purpose and a mission now. So we'll see. I got two more significant rounds to go. Yeah, you mentioned coaching staff. I wonder if their coach will be back next year if this doesn't all go well in the end. That's going to be an interesting thing to see. Other than that, are you over your episode, and are you feeling back to normal too? Oh, yeah, I shook it. I finally shook it there on Saturday. I was pretty good. And pretty much back to normal. Oh. I mean, I think I'm still just getting completely back to normal, but yeah, no issues. Been feeling like a little cold coming on or something like that, but not really. Can't really put my finger on it, so I'll just blame it on blahs, going back to work. Anyhow. Hopefully, just 2 days today, or this week, today and tomorrow, and then get another couple of days. So the real grind starts next week. Yeah, I just heard the morning yawn in there, so once I heard the yawn, yeah, he's fine. He's back to normal. Yeah, Joe's off till Monday now. She's, you know, it's the start of the new year. Clean sheet of paper, clean spreadsheets, clean everything, but, you know, she's got time that she didn't take off, and, you know, that she just sacrificed throughout the year on, and so she stretched it from Tuesday afternoon finale through till Monday she's off, so that's good about morning. It there.
Zero,
okay, well, I just
thought
I'd take a morning to that morning first, whatever Friday. That was, didn't sound right, and I just wanted to make sure you were okay,
degrees.
And I'll let you talk to your others out there that might be out there, and have a great week. And or end of the week kind of a thing, and hopefully we'll see you Saturday. Yep, at least it's a short week. So I was supposed to go on for 2 days last week, so that was unexpected. All right, good morning, happy new year, catch you later, W8FU. Yep, hopefully it's a really good year for both of us and our families and everything else, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. W8RCY, make it a good one. K8, are you H mobile?
Happy New Year.
Morning, Anthony. I got a flashing red light at 16 in Shanger.
Good morning, Sean and Dakota. Sean, I'll let you go first. How was your New Year? I heard you call out on the note the other day about a bowl game. Do you watch all those games?
I did. Yeah, I watched them all. I do like my college football. Don't generally watch anything but my team, but playoffs are fun. Anyhow, I think you said Dakota's in there. We must have doubled. Go ahead, Dakota.
NADDF, good morning, gents. Hope you guys had a good New Year. And Yeah, I was just in the car wash, Sean. I heard you talking to Mr. Dowell this morning, but I didn't want to interrupt, and I had to get this thing now that it's finally going to be freezing for the next, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, I believe it is. I gotta get to a car wash also. I was out in your old neck of the woods, Dakota, and my car is covered head to toe in dirt road dirt. But like you said, I gotta get ahead of that because it's supposed to be cold for a couple days, maybe even 2 weeks.
Sean must be ordering his coffee.
Sean must be in a drive-thru.
Yeah, I don't know if I sent you any pictures, but we didn't get a chance to really do anything in the yard before fall came. So my backyard is basically underwater, and my way, we didn't get a chance to cut stone, so that's basically mud. So I pull in, and it's like pulling into like a Louisiana Everglades wetland. Oh, it's horrible. So between the dirt road and my driveway right now, it's impossible to keep this thing clean. So when I saw the weather the next couple days, I was like, perfect. Finally get a bath.
Yeah, you did send me some pics. You might be able to ice skate back there next week or later this week.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. So spring is going to be expensive and busy trying to get that in order so I can get some speed down and hopefully not have to deal with this again another year. But everyone I keep talking to, they're like, oh, when I bought my house, it was like a 2-year ordeal. I'm like, oh, my God, I do not want to deal with this for 3 seasons. So we'll see. But in other news, my 2x4 just survived the car wash at 53 and 59. On the new mounting position, so that's exciting. I don't have to take it off.
Let me check. I said, carry on. I got something I'm dealing with. Carry on, guys.
All right, thanks, Sean. Yeah, I wouldn't want to deal with that for, and so hopefully you only have to deal with it for a season and a half. But that was a bold move, letting that antenna go through the car wash. So congratulations, I guess. But I am running that mobile pack that I showed you that I put together. I got my wife's car, and I was like, oh, it's the perfect opportunity to use that. So it seems to be working pretty well. I just got a mag mount antenna on the roof of the car, and pretty happy with it. So I am going to try this afternoon. I didn't get to put that on this morning. That suction cup mount antenna that I sent you a picture of, but yeah, it seems to be working pretty well.
Well, I looked at the car wash when I pulled in. I'm like, oh, that's the whole mechanism super tall. I used to run the truck through with the mag mount and a 16-inch antenna, so I'm like, that'll be fine. Yeah, that man pack thing's pretty sweet. I kind of want to put one together, but I'm leaning more towards buying an 891 and putting it together that way. But we'll see. I did find, so my Zygu 6100 and like a lot of my POTA stuff, I saw it on Marketplace, and I messaged the guy. I'm like, hey, I think I sold you that. He goes, I still have everything. He goes, you want to work out a deal? So I'm getting 99% of my POTA gear back, the battery, mast, my antennas, my 6100 for like $600. So I'm either going to trade him the 500 if they fix it correctly, or I'm going to just pay him. I'm going to meet up with him in like 2 weeks and get all that stuff back. So that'll be my little portable kit, which I'm super excited about.
Well, that's pretty cool. It's easy for you. Yeah, I was going to tell you, if you need a, don't buy another brand new Nano VNA. I could trade you mine for something or work something out. I got a different antenna analyzer a couple months back, so if you need one of those, let me know.
I already ordered one. It's at the house. It's not the dinky one, but it's not the super big one that's like $200. It's the one in between. It was like $100. So I've got that. I think I'm going to run that for the time being, but I really would like to get a rig expert at one point, just for its simplicity and accuracy, but we'll see how many antennas I end up putting together.
That's what I ended up getting is a rig expert, the stick. It works pretty well. I've used it just a few times, but I was pretty happy with it. And after talking to the guys over at DXE, they really sold me on it, just the simplicity of it. It's like, you know, hook it up and push a button and you got your specs. Perfect.
Yep, that's why those things are so sweet. The problem is they're so expensive. It was a tough sell for me. I never jumped on it because I finally had mastered the Nano VNA and I could tune my antennas within, like, I don't know. My SWR was always immaculate where I wanted it, so I stopped looking at them.
Nothing wrong with that, but yeah. So, what new project do you have going now? You got the APRS thing figured out, and what are you working on next?
I'm taking a break from the software stuff now, and I'm waiting for my DXE order to show up. I got some more coax coming and some more ends, and I'm going to cut a plate in at my desk for a SO239, so I'll be able to just put a jumper cable from my 710 to the wall, and then in the wall it's going to go down into the basement, across the house, and then out the backyard to a junction box, which is going to go to my end fed. So once I get that situated, I'll have a nice clean install where I can literally just hook up the 710 play radio and then put it back in my Nanic case and throw it under the bed. So that's what I'm focused on right now. I'm dying to play with that thing. I only made 3 contacts on it. I got it, threw it on the tailgate, and threw my MC750 antenna in the front yard and hunted 3 guys on Poda. I got good signal reports with, like, no tuning, no setup or anything. I didn't mess with the mic gain or any of that stuff, and I was like, okay, it works. I don't need to yell at Yaesu right now, and I haven't played with it since, so patiently waiting to play radio again.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I've been messing with this UV Pro. I mean, so far, it's a pretty cool radio. I mean, it, I guess time will tell if it's just pretty cool or it's pretty cool and functioning well. But the idea that you can program it from your phone and the app software works pretty well. I've been happy so far. I haven't spent a lot of time with it, but hopefully today through the weekend I'll get a little more time to play with it and see what we can figure out, because I think it was like $160 for that price. It's a pretty decent radio, IP67 rated, USB-C charging. I mean, it has APRS. It'll act as a digipeater or an iGate when paired with your phone. Works pretty well.
I've looked at them a bunch. I just haven't pulled the trigger yet. I think maybe if I got rid of the 75, I'd probably replace it with that just as a cheaper alternative, since the 75 now is a glorified node radio that sits in its cradle on my desk now that I have a normal mobile. So I don't know. I've learned my lesson, though. Selling stuff is always a dumb idea, so I'm going to probably hang on to it. But at the same time, I looked at it the other day, and there was a bunch of dust on the top of it, so it's like, I feel a little guilty, but it is what it is. Yeah, that UV Pro is pretty sweet. I remember I had a GMRS Pro for a little bit. The only reason I returned it, I liked everything about it. The only reason I returned it was, seemed like the chip inside of it, the receive just sucked. And Dave had a similar experience. The ability to program it from the phone was really cool. I liked that a ton. Not that I program a lot of radios on the fly, but just having that capability for traveling is awesome.
Yeah, that's the way I look at it. For traveling, that's pretty awesome. You know, when I went on a couple trips this past year, I had to spend a bunch of time, like, in advance programming radios, and it paid off. I was usually able to, you know, hop on a net wherever I was or make a contact, however. But to be able to get into town or, you know, be at the airport and program the repeaters in that you want is pretty cool. You know, you don't have to have a laptop with you or anything like that. It just makes it that much easier. So I'm super intrigued. The receive function has been pretty good. I'm receiving stuff like inside my house, awfully clear, and I can't call into the repeater, but I can certainly hear everything that's going on. So the receive seems pretty good, and there's no HTs that I can call into the repeater at my house. So it, all things being equal, it seems pretty good so far.
Yeah, I'm going to continue to monitor yours and Dave's feedback on that before I pull the trigger. But, no, it's a cool radio. I think Captain Don's got a different version, too, but I don't need any more HTs right now. I got enough radios. The only thing I'm focused on is HF, but, man, with this weather coming, I don't think I'm going to be going outside, so that's why I'm trying to get the house situated.
That's when you put up an antenna at the house and you can just go in the shack.
I am interested
it's on
to
the
see
way. I got a Nelson
Amtrak
come in and some coax and
on this radio. I know he's going to be far more critical than I am in looking at it, and tech-wise, he's going to be more critical of it. So it'll be interesting. He'll see things that I definitely won't.
Let me make sure I got it. All right, you guys doubled, but I caught both. And, so, Dakota, when you get that stuff in, that's kind of nice in the winter, when you're not able to run out, do parks, all that stuff. It's always nice to be able to go down to the shack and get on, the low bands are usually really good in the winter, so you get down 40-meter and 80-meter and stuff like that, so put up them big wires. I was listening. I had some business I had to take care of on the phone. Boy, I'll tell you, first day back, it's starting already. But, Anthony, I heard you got a rig expert. I went through a couple of VNAs, and I ended up buying one of those. And they are expensive, but you know what? Worth every penny. So I'm glad I got it. It's just so damn convenient. Don't have to mess and muck around with it. So test equipment, I don't usually cry too much over spending a little bit of bucks on test equipment. Anywho, I think the rotation was going Anthony, me, Dakota, so we'll keep that. But I don't know if I'll be in here for the next go-round because I'm almost to the shop now. Dakota?
Yeah, I'll make this one my last. I'm in the parking lot. Sean, that was kind of my logic. I didn't want to put anything permanent at the house, but I was like, if I can make it a nice, clean install where all I got to do is go outside and run a short piece of coax to, a baling hanging under my soffit to a wire, my wife can deal with it. So hopefully that'll be here this week. It should be here today or tomorrow, actually, so that's exciting. I got to get that done and then figure out how the hell I'm going to get that antenna up in the air since I don't really have any trees. But that's a simple problem to solve. And, Anthony, I want to play with that rig expert next time we go screw around with the park or whatever. You have to let me know which one you got, too, because I know there's a whole bunch of different models. So anyway, gents, I'm here. I'm going to get out of here. I'll be clear for yours, and I'll catch y'all later at 8 DBF.
All right, Dakota, have a good day. We'll catch up soon. Sean, that rig expert made all the difference. Those nano VNAs they work, but they are rather frustrating and, in my opinion, not the frustration when there is a easy solution. So you've got to invest a little money in it. Sometimes you just got to invest a little money in it to make your life a little bit easier.
Yeah, we'll see you, Dakota. Yeah, you're right. It's, the nano VNA does it, You got to fidget around a little bit with it. It's probably well worth it for the price you can get some for. I think some of them can be had for $50 or not too far from there anyhow. What the hell is that doing there? They got our mobile command post parked right in our driveway. That's weird. Anyhow, but. Do you need that one? No, but if you're going to throw something in the go kit, it's really hard to beat. I'm here. I know there was something else I wanted to mention. I was listening to you guys, but I was tied up with something else. So it'll come to me as soon as I clear, but I'm here at the shop. Got to get in. After yours, there'll be eight of you.
Have a great day, Sean, and we will catch up with you soon. This is KE8RUH.
Good morning, 0800 hours, mostly cloudy, 26 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours. Mostly cloudy, 27 degrees.
N-A-K-B-B.
Good morning, 1000 hours, 26 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours, 26 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, cloudy, 25 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, cloudy, 25 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Cloudy, 25 degrees.
Bravo, Quebec Whiskey. I can hear you, but not very well.
For the first
can hear you, but I can't hear you very clearly. KSA, Bravo Quebec Whiskey. Can I get a signal report, please?
I don't know if it's my radio. A little bit of static.
Can you do me now?
I've been able to hear you the whole time.
It's either a late lunch or an early trip home. Good afternoon, W8RCY.
Well, kind of, sort of.
But I have to run by Central Stores, which is a different facility, pick up some parts. Then I got to go by one of my sites, which is right by home. So I just peek at something to make sure it got repaired. And then home. So, yeah. So, I guess it's a combination of late lunch, go home early, sort of, kind of. Anyhow, how are you doing?
Same old. And speaking of how you're doing, how does this Bofang sound?
You want the truth, or you want what I want to say because it's a Bofang?
Well, this is the Bofang that Mike from the Troy Repeater on the other side got me as a gag gift when I got my license. And I was bored the other day, so I thought I'd fire it up and put two frequencies in it. But you can tell me the truth.
Well, truth is, it sounds pretty good. Although, I don't know what's going on. My audio seems like it's really cranked. Not just for you. It's the output of the repeater or something. I'm going to have to look into that. But anyhow, no, it sounds good. And, better has a right to. The problem usually with both things is, where else does it sound pretty good? Because they've done the transmit in a lot of places.
Well, I haven't taken it out yet. I'm going to have it with me on Saturday. But the frequency I've got in it is obviously this one, and I've got the Hazel Park 2-meter frequency in it for the 2-meter side. And I don't know exactly what I'm going to do with it. I might even have it as just like I say, a backup putt-putt radio. Just keep it charged, throw it back in the box. But, yeah, Mike got it for me when I got my license as a gag gift, and... you know, it's been sitting in the box since August, and I had nothing to do the other day, so I decided Joe was busy finishing up the year stuff. So I pulled it out, and I just started playing with it, and, okay, I've got a Bofang, and I can honestly say now I don't tell anybody I own one.
Airwaves are not the same party. For too long, we have been held down by rules and regulations that keep us parted. The FCC wants to control our speech, to keep us silent and out of reach.
No,
but we will not be silenced by their might.
That's the problem with both things. We allow morons.
You are going to make the disruption, but it is the only way to break free.
We get this.
To take back the airwaves and create a disruption is the only way for us to truly be. So I call on all my fellow hams to rise up and embrace the disruption, to fight for our right to free speech, and to make the airwaves ours once again. Let us embrace the chaos and noise, and make our voices heard with pride. for together we are stronger than any laws, and together we will not be denied. Friends, Romans, country, proudly disrupt, we are the new order.
Well, the current FCC commissioner, that female, has already announced that she has resigned before the change of administration, and any changes by the new, I guess in this guy's words, the new order that's coming in January. So we'll see what happens with that.
Never talk to the morons.
Well, it was my only one and only thing because I heard the person did resign back, I think, or even before Thanksgiving, she was stepping down early, so who knows. I posted something on Facebook that says, oh, maybe the other side will allow linking again.
Oh, that's just a sale. You ain't never going to see that. I don't believe it. One, I don't believe it's proper. I don't believe it's, I agree with their assessment completely. They just don't have it codified in the law. So I disagree with their statement. I agree completely with their take on linking in the service, but I disagree completely that there's anything they can do about it at this point in time because it's not in the law.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I don't know what I'm going to do with it. It's running, it's usable, and we'll see what happens with it. I'll play with it for a couple of days and see how it is. I'll bring it with me on Saturday. It's a 5-watt UV5R, and I guess they're now making them with like 8 and 10 watts now. So I guess it's a nice little local putt-putt radio.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the whole greater than 5-watt handheld Devico is crazy. What you gain isn't worth what you lose. Too great a cost. Ah, well. All right, go play with your package. I'll be listening. W8FU.
LMAFO for sure. Have a good afternoon, W8RCY.
Did I hear I need to get my tinfoil hat out?
Did you ever take it off?
Is that where those headaches are coming from?
Well, if you...
Yeah, man, what is this word stuff I have to do now?
Yeah, so is that Lance? Haven't heard you in forever.
Yeah, I've been around. Did a lot of listening, and I've been first day back from the Christmas break. ABLA.
Roger, same here. I was supposed to be back last week, Thursday, Friday, but I got sick, so I had to take those 2 days off. So I ended up being off from the Wednesday before Christmas through today. This is my first day back in quite some time. Wasn't bad. And I'm just making a quick stop right near home before calling it a day. So it's all good.
Because it's tie night.
Yeah, I had the whole week before Christmas off, so it's been a minute. I'm glad I remembered my password this morning.
You were off so long that they told you had to update your password since the last time you were there.
Good afternoon. 1500. Cloudy. 25 degrees.
Yo, good afternoon, fellas.
Yeah, what's so good about it? Oh, sure. I tell you, then you tell Lance, and then Lance tells everybody.
Sometimes. All right, anyhow, I'm just pulling up to my next stop here. I gotta jump out and go inside and take a just eyeball something, and I'll be back out. But I do have to unlock some chains and gates and other various things and check in with the authorities when I open the door and all that, so it's going to take me a few minutes just to look at something. Back in a few. W8FU.
Enjoy and always follow procedure, even though it's tedious. TCKO.
N8VDZ, N8VDZ. Any chance to get a radio on? This is KD8ZSK. KDSK is clear.
And all is right in the world. First working day of 2025 under the belt. It was interesting, but I wouldn't say uneventful, but it was, everything was resolved, needed resolving. So that's good. Now I get to go home and watch yesterday's bowl game. Should be a good one. Georgia versus Notre Dame in New Orleans. So that's coming on at 4. And, other than that, I was a little noisy and I didn't quite catch what you said.
No, I said, didn't the red beat the pants off of the green yesterday at the Rose Bowl?
I mean, they mounted they had a little tiny kind of like they scored 8 going into the half and 7 coming out. That was their big hurrah, that 15-point. But other than that, it was just a big ass-whooping. Everything before that drive before the half and everything after the drive after the half. They had 2 drives, right, both sides of the half that were productive. Other than that, they got their ass handed to them, which is should be good for all Big Ten fans. Michigan included should be happy with that, just like I'm happy that Michigan put a beat down on Alabama. I can set aside the Michigan-Ohio rivalry to enjoy that.
Well, that's a good thing. I don't care if they're blue, green, or red. If this is one of those 3 competing against the others, then I'm happy as long as we get the top 3. Well, enjoy your afternoon. I'm stopping by the office to figure out something else to do. 73
KT. Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out if the little restaurant right by me is open. It doesn't seem like it. There's like 1 car. Looks like they got all the lights off, but their open sign is lit. I don't know. They got all their lights off, though. I'm thinking they're closed. Catch you later. W8F. Thank you.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees.
KRUH mobile. KRUH.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees.
NAKPP.
NAKPP, NAPDS. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How is it going? Other than a bit cool and kind of a snow advisory for the west side of the state, so like winter is here for at least 2 weeks.
It is a wee bit chilly. I started my truck from inside the building and it's still not warm. But I'm not complaining. If anything, I was complaining about the rain in December.
Could you imagine if all of that rain would have been snow? We'd still be digging out.
I can, but I can't. I wish it would have been. I'm not a big cold weather guy, but the school of thought of if it's cold, there's got to be snow kind of thing. But I guess right now, you know, it's dry and it's cold and my truck's clean. I can't complain too much.
Bite your tongue. There you go.
You white up.
Winters aren't what winters used to be. So, I mean, I don't know if you're into winter sports or winter power sports, but Snowmobile company gave up the ghost. Articat's out of the snow machine business now too. This 2024 is their last year for making snowmobiles.
Is it because they've been getting their butts kicked by Polaris and Ski-Doo, and they realize that they're more profitable making those side by sides, or are they just not making any money on sleds anymore?
I don't know. A friend of my son's, we bumped into him at a restaurant. We were sitting at the bar because we really couldn't get any place to sit, you know, a table. And he was there sitting next to us, and his parents own a power sports place. And he was saying that the snowmobile industry, and he wasn't the Articat brand, he was saying that the snowmobile industry has been really rough going lately because there's not enough dependable snow anywhere. I mean, I loved it. When I was younger, I had one. I had a couple, three of them, actually. And I think the last time I went snowmobiling was in 2016, and it was like in Gaylord Grayling area. It was a freaking blast, but there really hasn't been anything, you know. And the entire up north people are dependent on that kind of money. So it kind of is what it is, but I would guess that there's probably just too many choices for as much snow as there is. That would be my best guess.
I think we got another station in here not too happy with the snow either. Are you still there? All right, maybe not. Yeah, I think you might be right. I feel like there's a lot more options when it comes to sleds. I mean, you talk about different types of sleds, different manufacturers, different sizes, different everything. They're, for what they cost, it's insane. But I remember back in high school, a buddy of mine, his dad had a bunch of sleds, and we'd always go out riding. It was a riot, but yeah, we just do not get snow like that anymore. And I got buddies that are trying to get me to buy sleds, and I'm like, you're the same buddy that's got a boat. How many months a year do you get to use it? Is it really worth it?
I would entertain buying a boat before I would entertain buying a snowmobile. Snowmobile would be, at least the way that the current climate is, believe or not, you know, the global warming or not, whatever, we don't want to go down that road, but so let's just say that there's a lull in the snow right now, so there wouldn't be any reason, there would be no fun in having one. I mean, where would you go, what would you do, you know, things of that nature.
I do own a jet ski, and I do like that. I don't have the big expensive a boat, and I can just throw it in the garage and put a cover on it and blow air in it in the wintertime, and she be stored. We have a blast with that. So, and then we just go hopping from other people's boats to other people's boats. That's my summer fun.
I don't disagree on the boat thing. I should emphasize, or not emphasize, I should expand on what I was saying. You know, depending on what kind of boat, like if you're buying a bow rider, you get a couple months a year, but, you know, like my buddy's got a 19-foot Lund Alaskan. That thing gets used from, you know, early spring as soon as the ice is gone until, you know, now if there's no ice for duck hunting. So I guess it depends, but yeah, I would much rather own a boat like that than a $15,000 sled that I get to use maybe twice a year, if I'm lucky.
Yeah, I figured that's what you meant, because you and I are on the same wavelength, you know, as far as that goes. I mean, I saw one, it was a 2017, it had 265 miles on it, and it was, you know, the big two-seater, I forget what the heck it was called. It was a current brand, you know, Ski-Doo, and it was listed for like $6,000. I saw it on Facebook, and I thought, oh, wow, yeah, so... You know, here we are already first of the year and no snow to speak of anywhere in the state or with at least in any reasonable driving time. So, I mean, they're already starting to try to give them away.
It is a bummer. I know there's a lot of people, you know, it's a big community. And like you said, the people in the UP and the northern parts of the state, it's kind of their livelihood and make or break, you know, for the season, kind of like the bars and stuff on St. Clair, right? It's the opposite season. But same could be said about the solar cycle. So maybe, I don't know. I feel like the downturn of a solar cycle is still not as bad as no snow.
Yeah, that's my views too. It's a cycle, and who knows, you don't know how long it'll be, but we'll be back to the super cold and super snow and everything else. And you know, then we'll be wondering, oh, my gosh, I'm tired of shoveling and blowing snow and plowing snow and everything else like that. So, I mean, really, I mean, I agree with you. We've kind of had enough of these moderate winters. So I'm sure there's going to be a whole bunch of people that yell at me for saying that comment. But I think I'm getting kind of old.
They've been moderate, but it seems like they start later and go later. And then it's cold with no precipitation, so I think I would rather have snow by November 15th and then snow melt by March.
Well, that'd be good. Fix the deer hunters. That's about the same time deer hunting opens up. It'd make them happy, make their sport a little bit easier. But remember the proverbial rule, no snowmobiling until December 1st. That's a biggie.
I'm a big deer hunter, so that's why I like a white November 15th. But not have a white November 15th. Did we? Was it snowing in November? I don't think it was. It was not.
No, I don't believe so. I haven't seen that in a long, long time either. So, but yeah, it is what it is. So very good. Well, sir, I am in the driveway. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to go in and see what you made me for dinner, if anything. But, if not, I'll just go out and grab a bite to eat, something simple. So, you have a good day, and we shall chat later. NAKVB clear after yours.
NAKVB from NAEVF, pleasure as always. Enjoy your dinner. Hopefully there's some there for you. If not, like you said, go grab some. I've got my leftover Yala Express from lunch that I'm looking forward to getting into. So I will catch up with you later. I've got a long drive home, so I'll be monitoring. NADVF.
Take care. Hopefully there's other people here. NAKBB.
KF8BOT. This is NACLH.
KEAWOT.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees.
Can't say. Hey, well.
Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees.
N-A-K-T-B.